truth. Launching from an etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hey, welcome everybody. Another Monday with Steve Starrs here on Light Speed Times 2, right here on RBN. I'm here every Monday. I try to start off on a good foot every Monday, and this is going to be a shaky week, friends. Probably have heard that Trump is supposed to report to the court tomorrow. And may be arrested. If you saw any of his CPAC speech, you've heard another blustering attack on everything that's been going on, which most of us know. And he reiterated it very well, I think. And of course, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. I will give you some of my predictions. I may be wrong, and you can hold me to them, okay? Because I like it when people listen and say, Steve, you said this. And I said, yes, I did. And, you know, it's partially right or whatever. We'll kind of negotiate. I like to hear some feedback and noticing that people notice what I say. And that's good because I'm glad to be here right here on RBN. And we're going to be covering all this. This is going to be a pretty intense week. I've got a clip coming up pretty quick here that we're going to play from General Thomas McInerney, if you know who he is. He was a three-star general, one of the top guys in the Air Force, I think the third in high command there for many years, worked in the Pentagon. He's also been very vocal about what's been going on. He's a little older now, a little slow, but he hits a major point. The whole thing now is being exposed, and of course we knew this all along, but we have the evidence. The whole insurrection, what they called the insurrection, was actually a big smokescreen, a fraud, a false flag attack planned to divert all attention. So these people could cloister in the White House, or not the White House, I'm sorry, the Capitol, late at night and pass this quick and dirty certification on the election, and it wouldn't take its course, which it should have constitutionally. Remember, when Al Gore, many years ago, contested the election, it was hung up in the Supreme Court for 60 days, talking about what was it, 930 hanging chads. We could get into that at, you know, much more length at some time. I think that was year 2000, wasn't it? Yes, it's been a long time. But this election in 2020 was certainly stolen. And they wanted to make sure that they weren't going to spend a lot of time looking at it, because guess what? The dirt would have appeared almost magically, instantly, and then tried to. He talks about what happened within 2 minutes as they were planning to begin the process of investigation. This whole thing went down, and they had to rush everybody out of the Senate chambers, as you recall. And everyone in the Capitol outside the building, because the insurrectionists led by, you know, the QAnon shaman and so many other people were so dangerous that they had to stop everything and then get everybody out, then bring them back. And when the smoke was still, you know, out there and people couldn't understand exactly what had happened, they convened and Mike Pence sold us out in the middle of the night, about 3:30 in the morning or something like that. They finally signed off on this deal without going through the proper process. And that's what you're going to hear about here. And now this is why the Democrats are so upset about what's happening, because they know that it's all coming out. The whole thing with Ray Epps, who has never been arrested and questioned, and as we understand, is probably an FBI plant. So many other things that they intended to try to spook us with and scare us with creating this false flag, smoke-driven and ridden, if you remember the red smoke, if you've seen that so far. Everything that they did was created here to give us the impression that there was a riot out there, and that these people, thank God they're such dedicated patriots, right? No, they're all traitors. these people had to convene and huddle together in the Capitol building to promote the furtherance of our democracy, which was stolen. A stolen election is what it was all about. And I think, let's see, Julie, if we got enough time, let's go ahead and run this clip. This is General Thomas McInerney, and you can hear what he has to say about it.
Get a videotape that I want to read, but really analyzes it. Then I'll go back and back up the rest of my statement. This chap wrote that those congressional four challengers, known and anticipated well in advance of the morning of January 6, 2021, would have formed a legal and constitutional basis for standing in judicial challenges that would have eventually reached the Supreme Court. The certification during emergency session eliminated the problem for Washington, D.C. So 2 minutes before the Republicans were going to protest these six states, the elections, and they had the evidence to do an audit that would have forced the vice president to challenge it within the Constitution, to go back to those six states that I mentioned, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, and to do audits. That's all they'd have to do. It would have taken about a week to do the audits. Now, because of this crisis, they were all flushed out 2 minutes before this proposal was made. And then when they came back in the emergency, they couldn't do it. And so the legal way that the founding fathers put in to contest corrupt elections was quickly bypassed, which was, now there's more than enough evidence that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, refused any military National Guard assistance and a whole host of things. And the chief of the Capitol Hill police said that the intelligence was there and we didn't do anything. And so we know the guy in the red hat wearing, was an FBI guy, and he lied in his testimony. Their testimony on the January 6th issue was they didn't air any of the 40,000. That's why Kevin McCarthy gave it to Tucker. And so they created this false flag operation that you and I would call, and called it an insurrection.
There you are. They called it an insurrection. They created a false flag, and that's the way they pulled it off. And as I said before, they had this all contrived and put together before it happened, ladies and gentlemen. And, there really wasn't the uprising that they needed. They managed to blow it up very big in the lying media, which is another party of treason to this whole affair. And they stole the election in 2020 that way. They didn't bother to look at anything. Those six states, which were Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, they had representatives there who were wanting to call for the audits, and they should have done that. Even Ted Cruz, whether you like him or not, said, we have 10 days. We have 10 days between the 6th and the 16th of January to go back and to look at everything, certify it, make sure it's done. We don't have to do this overnight like they did in the dark of the night. Okay, the way they pulled this off, they were doing everything they could to stop any examination of what had happened, and that's why they created this false flag. And I think it makes a lot more sense. I think we all knew this, but here you have the verification of it all, and now you're seeing why this happened, because any of those states, well, all six of them, as a matter of fact, could have audited. You know what's happened in Arizona. Kerry Lake has been fighting there against Hobbs all this time. We know that is crooked. And then, of course, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania is very suspicious, and then Georgia as well. All of these states had every reason to bring up a necessity of audit, and they were blocking that is what happened. And Mike Pence was a traitor. He did not fulfill his obligation to protect our Constitution, defend and protect it. And he signed off on it very quickly. And these guys got in there and they did this dirty work and then they ran out. And they're blaming everything on this insurrection. Now, of course, we have to go back to what they've been trying to do to Trump all this time. and they're calling up the whole Stormy Daniels thing again, and bringing all this these charges against him. We might even take some calls and see what you think. My personal opinion is that I don't think Trump should comply at all, period. And I think he should use that old familiar phrase that everybody's used before, national security. He should say it's not in the national security's interest for me to comply with this lower court order. And the reason being is because it will cause a lot of problems, which it looks like they're trying to start again, doesn't it? Looks like they're trying to start more problems right now. And Trump, I think, should back away and say, I really don't think it's in the national interest right now. And I think it's a matter of national security that we leave this alone for the moment. Now, if you want to file charges or whatever, we'll go ahead with that. But I'm not coming in to get arrested, which in a way, I have to be honest with you. I kind of wish they would arrest him. To be really honest with you, I would. Because Trump has been blathering all. Now, here's my prediction. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Trump is going to go there. They're going to read him his rights. They're going to present the charges, the indictments or whatever. He's going to be, this is all going to go through. And then he's going to probably get a butt kicking and a public smear of some sort. You know, of course, Donald Trump always does that. They mess up his hair. They rough him up a little bit verbally. And then they turn him loose, and he goes out and starts spieling his stuff again for the next 6 months or whatever. He'll be, you know, until the election, essentially, trying to keep his campaign on track. You know, I'm really tired of the Trump soap opera. I really am. And I don't want another version of it. I remember when I was, years ago, you'd go through the grocery stores. This was back before Trump even had his TV show. I was always seeing Trump on the headlines of National Enquirer. Trump's divorce. Trump's bankruptcy, Trump's failure, Trump's second divorce, you know, I mean, it was always about Trump all the time. And I said, man, I have no interest at all in this guy. Why is it that I always see his face and he's always got some soap opera going on all the time about it? You know, I'm really tired of the Trump show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really tired of it. I'm fed up with it. And as a matter of fact, he's losing more and more respect from me all the time, and I don't have a lot from him because I actually supported Trump. I wanted to see him succeed, but I've been very critical at his inability to handle the responsibility of the presidency from day one. I mean, this started really before he was back in, you know, even first inaugurated in 2016, or actually would have been 17 after the first election. You know, he at that point right there, when they started shutting down the government in order to keep Trump from having the money to build the wall, he should have just built the wall anyway. You know, he could have read them the Riot Act from Truman and Eisenhower before, who said the president of the United States has ultimate authority over the borders, not the Ninth Circuit, who ruled against him. You know, he should have got himself a videotape or a video producer of some sort and put on a judicial robe and said, I'm going to read you the Constitution. Court, you know, the president has the authority, not the courts, over these borders. And as Eisenhower and Truman had said, when we set that border up and we want it secured, not so much as a bumblebee comes across that border. I mean, they were, I wish I could find those clips and some of the things that they said. You would be surprised at how adamant and how stern that both Truman and Trump were. Or not Trump. What am I saying? Truman and Eisenhower. I wish Trump were. Well, you know, I mean, from the very beginning, he let this charade go on. Then he allowed this guy, his name was Robert Mueller, to be a special prosecutor because Jeff Sessions, you know, recused himself immediately, you know. Yeah, I mean, obviously Trump has had a lot of failures in his administration, but it's his job to make sure these people do their job, isn't it? Isn't that the way it works? You know, I think this is how it's supposed to go. Anyway, we got some time here. If you want to voice in some comments, I'm here to field, your calls, and I'll take those. But let's get back to this point of where this is going. You know, what is going to happen with Trump tomorrow? I don't know. But I would basically back away from it. My thinking is simply this. We are giving too much credence to our court system and our government right now, trying to work with it. I'm not saying that we should rebel openly, but I think we need to dismiss their authority. You know, I had a friend of mine who was saying, well, we need to all get our guns and go to Washington, D.C. in March. I said, no, it's a terrible idea. You know, the reason why? Why should we acknowledge that Washington, D.C. is even in charge and in control here anymore? They're not. There are 10 square miles of a bunch of pimps and prostitutes and parasites. You know, we need to get rid of these people as far as our mindset of running things now. We need to go back to the local authorities that we have. We need to set up those communities of safety, you know, committees of safety. And we need to look at taking care of ourselves in our local areas. I don't think we should give any credence to D.C. I really don't. I think we ought to let them live inside that 10 square miles. And, hey, we'll even help you fence it up so that nobody gets in and you can stay there. How does that sound? Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Let them just stay there and you can pretend like you're running the government. And we'll pretend like we're listening to you. You know, I mean, I'm fed up with D.C. You know, back in the old days before Lincoln, it was called Washington City. They actually called it Washington City. It became the District of Columbia, the red light whore District of Columbia, if you ask me. And since that time, you know, this 10 square miles has been subverting our constitutional rights and our government all along, friends. It really has, you know. I'm not blaming Lincoln. Some people do. But I think after what happened, you can see the slow erosion from our own self-governing processes and powers locally to what has happened in this thing that's called, you know, it's called the District of Columbia. Who the hell is Columbia? You know, I mean, how does that have anything to do with our country, Columbia? Have you looked into that? It's like the Whore of Babylon, you know. We have this Statue of Liberty that was given to us by the Freemasons and all this kind of stuff. We have all these pagan images. Libertius is on top of the Capitol. I mean, you know, look at all this, all the pagan stuff that they're forcing down on our republic with ideology. And that's exactly what's happening here. So I don't think Trump should. I don't think he should submit to the court hearing. I think he should tell him it's a matter of national security that he stay away. It's a matter of national security. And as president of the United States, he is still under the oath. He still swore an oath, remember, to defend and protect this Constitution. And just because he's out of office doesn't mean that his oath still isn't in effect. You know, are we supposed to allow any president who is no longer there to be a traitor? And that's okay. No, he still has an obligation to all of us, I believe. So that's the way I feel about all of this. We need to stand together. We need to look at what's happening here, because I'm saying brace for a problem. They want to create another dramatic scene, and they want people to fly off the handles, and they want to lead you into a ruckus like they did in D.C. so they can castigate you with the lying media, which is treasonous to all of us and dangerous. These people have recklessly endangered your lives, your future, your children, your soul, friends. I'm telling you, that's how dangerous the news media is. And they need to be called into question for it. I think it's time for us to get real about what's going on here. And I know you've got some opinions too. And I am just saying brace for impact. I don't know how it's going to turn out tomorrow. I can't honestly say that I have predictions, but if they rough Trump up, if they try to arrest him, if they try to get him, operating underneath the auspices of their supposed color of law authority, it's going to make a lot of people angry. I think they'll probably push him around a little bit verbally, and then they'll let him out, you know, but he'll have to come back over and over and over so they can keep playing this game again with us. Personally, I think Trump is wrong to even submit to it. You know, he was wrong not to file with the Supreme Court for this election when Texas and the other states did. And they remember Alito and Thomas were in very heavy and intense discussion with John Roberts there, as we understand. Of course, nobody knows for sure, but some people said they heard shouting in the judges' chambers between these people. And Thomas and Alito said, "You're going to destroy the country, John, with what you're doing. You're going to ruin the nation." And they have. They've succeeded with it, because all of this should have been examined, and they created the so-called insurrection as a smokescreen to get this job done very quickly in the dark of night, without any questions being asked. Now you know why they did it. And they're going to try to do the same thing again. We got to be aware of this. We got to be clever enough to see their tactics. And at the same time, we got to resist them. So, you know, there are a lot of suggestions and questions and things like that I could ask and even provide in what I would think might be some solutions. We'll talk about it a little bit. Hey, got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Lightspeed. Steve Starrs with you on a Monday.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey, it's a Monday again, and tomorrow is going to be the day, of course, that Trump has to show up for court, or apparently, you know, he's saying he's going to be arrested. I don't think they're going to arrest him. That's my prediction. I think they're going to hassle him is what they're going to do. See, they need Trump out there to kick in the ass to keep all of you upset because Trump doesn't do anything. See, that's the whole game here, to wear you out. Now, put somebody in there who's completely inept, who never had the skills for law enforcement. And I'm again, you know, you might think I hate Trump. No, I'm very disappointed in him because he didn't really know what he was doing and he didn't know how to handle it. And it's been pretty much the pattern of his whole life. You know, just complete irresponsibility almost all the time. How many times has he been bankrupt? How many times has he been married and divorced? How many times has he, you know, said something here and then changed and done something later? You know, I don't think he has the ability to be the president, to be really honest with you. And I don't know how he can ever come back politically. I think it's a fool's errand to want to pursue that any further. So I think it'd be kind of good if he did some time, to be honest with you. I mean, how many other people have had to do time for him, like Roger Stone? Well, almost, but Michael Flynn, you know, Paul Manafort. How many people have been hung up, all those people in January 6th, all this time? I mean, it's absolutely complete. Well, it's crazy. It's, I mean, it's unbelievable in my thinking. So I don't know that he's going to be arrested, so to speak. I think they're going to keep him in as a stage actor in this Trump soap opera, which I'm sick of. I think we need more. We need people in there with law enforcement skills. I like Rand Paul. He's taking on Fauci. I like Jim Jordan. I lean a little towards DeSantis. I'm not so sure I'm sold on him because he's a little too squeaky clean. But he's been doing some good things, too. I think the party needs to move on. And Trump needs to be, I mean, he can be a blathering salesman, which is what he is. He's a salesman, friends. The art of the deal. You know, I'd like to write a book, you know, with Trump on the cover, kind of frowning. And instead of art of the deal, I would entitle it The Art of Their Steal. The Art of Their Steal. You know what I mean? The way they stole everything from him. You know, he never had the skill set for law enforcement, friends. As I pointed out from the very beginning, he let Robert Mueller come in and be a special prosecutor. Now, wasn't Robert Mueller a guy that, oh, yeah, he was a famous person with the FBI. He took over the FBI just 7 days before 9/11. 7 days before 9/11. Aren't we glad we had him in power during 9/11? There's a guy that's a real cop, a real, you know, I mean, there's a fella who really cares about America, you can tell. This guy is a special investigator prosecutor. Can you imagine that? I mean, Trump was holding all the aces when he went into office, and he lost his shirt. He came out with nothing, you know, and they played him for a fool, and I'm done with it. I'm done with it. He doesn't have the ability to handle a job, in my opinion. Anyhow, let's get to some phone calls and some thoughts, and we'll go from there. I think we got Charlie in Florida. Charlie, are you there, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with you more as far as Trump. He did more for this country than you've got any idea. I mean, if you could go onto this, there's a website that you can go to and you can look up the things that he accomplished in the 4 years that he was there. And it absolutely is amazing. I mean, he did more, put more laws and regulations into effect that benefited the people here in the United States, then you've even got a, I mean, obviously you don't have a clue.
Well, wait,
because
a minute,
you said he'd never accomplished anything.
He lost everything.
And he accomplished a whole lot.
No, he did not do anything accomplished that he was supposed to do. Look, you
what
say
do you mean he was supposed to do? What was he supposed to do?
Okay, I've got
tell
something.
Tell me what he was supposed to
all
do.
All right. I'm going to read you something, all right? Would you like me to read you something? Do you know
I'd
about
like you to tell me what he's supposed
executive
to do
order,
first.
All right, Executive Order 13848. What is it, Charlie? Tell me.
I have no idea. Tell me
okay,
what it
you don't
is.
Know anything about what I'm talking about, do
you're
you?
The man that's supposed to know everything. Tell
well,
me
yeah.
what it is.
13848, executive order, issued on the 12th of September 2018, forbid any foreign interaction in our elections. What happened, Charlie? He wrote an executive order. He didn't even bring it up.
Let me tell you something else he did, okay?
Yeah, what else
First
did he
of all,
do?
Okay, I'll tell you. First of all, he said he was going to defund NATO, which is the reason why we're in Ukraine right now.
Yeah, and that
he also
worked
said
out
he was,
well
oh,
for
oh,
us.
Oh, wait, I'm not done yet. I'm
yeah,
still
no,
talking.
Go ahead.
He also said, wait, I'm talking here. He also said he was going to defund the World Health Organization.
Yeah, that
right,
worked
which
out
is
good
why
too.
We've
we
got which is
hey,
why
have you
we've
heard,
got
Charlie,
the COVID
have you heard
nonsense
about,
we got.
All right, Charlie, have you heard about the World Health Organization treaty that's coming into effect?
Yes,
he,
and that would be coming into
anything.
Effect if Trump had blocked it because he wanted to defund it.
Yeah, he did. Of course, I think Trump tried to do a lot of good things.
So,
the problem
you know,
is,
oh, he tried,
he
to, now he's
the
trying
skill.
To do a lot of good things. He did yeah. a lot of good things.
Now, he did them, but they all came apart, Charlie, and now we're in a mess.
Why did they come apart? Because the deep state took over before.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
That's why they took over,
he
too,
lacked,
is because they saw
right,
he was interfering in NATO.
He lacked law enforcement skills. He couldn't do the job. He failed his oath.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Jenny got a job, a cat named Jake, 31 candles on her birthday cake. Next year, thought by now she'd have a man, 2 car seats and a minivan, but it still ain't here. Hey!
Okay, gentlemen, getting back into it. Hey, Charlie, if you're still there, I want to give you a chance to make one more comment, and, you know, I'm going to try to be agreeable if I can, but go ahead. I know, look, Trump did a lot of things. He actually did. I think he made a good start at it. The problem is he just did not know how to hold on to what he had. And then the vaccine came up, and that was a disaster, which he hadn't repented of. But go ahead. Still there?
Well, the vaccine issue is another story. I've got to go with you. I'll go with you on that.
Yeah,
I disagree with
that.
How he handled that, okay? And completely. I don't think we should have ever went into lockdown, first of all, period. I think he should have said something to the effect of, let's see how this thing does. Let's see if it plays out and it's as bad as what we think it's going to be. Then we'll lock the country down. But let me get back to something else, though, here. This is what I'm really mad about, I guess, is that a lot of people have been coming on here today, and they've all been saying basically the same thing as you're doing. They're tired of Trump. They're tired of this. They're tired of that. Okay? We need right now, in my opinion, this is the time when they're putting it, sticking it to us in our eye, because they're taking this guy up there and they're going to try to arrest him tomorrow. Whether they do or they don't, I don't know, but we'll see. But if they do, you know how much they're sticking it to us. It's time for the men to stand up and take this country back is what I'm getting at. A lot of people are calling for a boycott. A lot of people are calling for strikes, not to go into work. We got to do something. This country's getting away from us, whether it's the Trump issue or anything else. The problem is the banks are killing us. We need to take this country back.
Right on. Okay. You know, I agree with you there. I do agree with you. Believe it or not. I mean, I'm not a guy that I wanted to see Trump succeed. I still would like to see him succeed. I think the issue, though, is this, that we're going to have law enforcement. We're going to have to rally around somebody other than a personality at this point. I mean, we are collective.
But there's I don't know who else that would be, though.
I think there's plenty of people. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we got I personally like Rand Paul the best myself, because he's taking
on Rand
Fauci.
I like Rand Paul, but does he? I don't know if he would. He might fulfill Trump's shoes. I don't know. We could see. That's a possibility. I like Rand Paul. I don't think DeSantis will. I really don't. A lot of people like DeSantis. I live in Florida, but I'm not a big DeSantis fan. I don't know.
I like DeSantis as far as what he's been doing so far in a lot of things. But, you know, the reality is I think we're dealing with criminal activity that we got to bring to an end. Charlie, I got to go because I got a lot of other calls here. But, yeah, I'm sorry, my friend, if I've offended you, because you're right.
No,
Trump
you haven't
did a lot
offended
of good
me.
Things.
I'm just tired of listening to people whine and cry about it. We need to do something about this.
With that we agree on. That we really agree on. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, bud. Let's get to Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it. Here are the things that actually I have a problem with Donald Trump. When it comes to Dodd-Frank, he signed that revision of the bill in 2018, which is the fiasco we are now in. Also, he's made a mess of the RNC, and he demands loyalty, kind of like, I don't know, some other autocrat of some sort. And also, he just destroyed people's careers and reputations. I mean, you can just look at the mess. All those people, I mean, how many? 100? And then he played favorites. He benefited those that he believed would then profit him. Like Steve Bannon is free. Remember he raised that money for that wall? Well, the two other people involved in that were convicted and they're in jail. But Bannon got a million out of it. And then he, you know... He told people he'd have their backs. Like, I forget the man's name, that guy involved with Russia. And he went to jail.
Trump didn't live
up to what he said he would do. And when it comes to this thing with, what's-her-face, Daniels, you know, what bothers me most about that, one, number one, just because you use some man's bathroom doesn't, you know, obligate you to have sex. But secondly, Michael Cohen had been released to home detention, and because he was finishing his book about Donald Trump, Trump ordered him back to jail. And fortunately, the judge released him after a couple days. But he's vindictive. And then look at the golf thing he's involved in, and his son-in-law with the Saudis, and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The guy's negatives far outweigh his positives, and he would probably lie without even moving his lips.
Well, the problem is
he cannot tell the truth.
Well, the problem is, you know, Trump has fallen down in a number of different areas. Let me just give you a quick overview on the Dodd-Frank issue. Three times the Congress passed a bill to audit the Fed. If you remember the H.R. 1207, those 1208 laws that we went through with Ron Paul, not Rand Paul, but Ron Paul, his father, we pushed very hard to get those signed. Even Dennis Kucinich, who was a Democrat, waited until he could be number 218 to vote on that so he could put his notice of stamp of approval on our attempt to audit the Fed. Three times that bill has passed the House of Representatives, and it gained a majority of voters every time. Now, Trump had every opportunity as the figurehead of the Federal Reserve, to say, well, the people have voted three times, and the Senate has tabled this bill each time. I think before we begin talking about the financial situation and interest rates and all that. We better start the audit from the very beginning. He could have orchestrated that and said that people have already voted for it in the Congress. You know, and so if that, you know, that's just one thing that he could have done and should have done from the very beginning. Instead, he appointed Jerome Powell, and we went on and on with the circus. So that's a one point about it all. But there's so many other things, of course. You're talking about Bannon. Well, Bannon went through his scuffle, too, that of course. But a lot of people, look at this, the January 6th people. He should have pardoned them on his way out of office, really. You know, he should have
stoked them.
Yeah,
that's what he shouldn't have done in the first
place. Well, there's
some people who got duped, and they shouldn't have been, and they feel bad. Everybody was. They just went with the crowd. You know how that contagion works. But the other thing with Dodd-Frank is Barney Frank. Barney Frank actually got paid to lobby to change his own law in 2018, and he's on the board of whatever other bank up there in New York now. I mean, these people, they profit from this stuff. And we, the people, end up being on the short end of the stick.
Yeah, that's happened. And that was what we were trying to put an end to. I remember I stood in the crowds and heard, lock her up, lock her up. Well, I saw Trump speak twice. Actually spoke with Eric Trump for about 20 or 30 minutes. And I liked him very much. We got along pretty well. He actually kind of opened up to me, and I opened up to him, and, you know, we saw eye to eye. I think, I know Trump has got his downside, of course, and you're absolutely right. You know, he played favorites, and there were certain situations where a lot of people got burned by it. But, I guess where I'm going with this is that I think the biggest problem was that he lacked priority and law enforcement skills. He just didn't know how to handle things like he should have.
And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't have any integrity. He cares about himself. He's a narcissist.
Yeah,
that's
he is a narcissist. We'll agree with that.
And whatever got done in that White House, there are people that deserve the credit, and it's not him. Yeah. He's not even a decent businessman if you look at his business dealings.
That's what we just said. Yeah, he's had a lot of those. Well, Lynn, I got to run.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right.
I'm sure now I'm well hated on RBN.
Oh, no.
But thank you.
You know, everybody's sharing. You know, we don't get, Charlie and I went around, but we're still getting, we still love America. We want the best. And hey,
well, that's what we do want. Yeah. We need the DNC, the RNC. We can use a third party right about now. A third party could actually win probably in this country.
Very likely. Very likely.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, let's get to Frank in New York. I think we got time. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Steve. I'm waiting for Bob Tuscan to make an appearance. But by the way, Charlie loves Donald Trump. He wants to hear some of the things he didn't take care of. He was going to build the wall. He didn't do that. He was going to jail Hillary. They were the two big ones, okay? Jail her, build the wall. Nothing happened. You know,
well, the wall got started and was working pretty well, they said, for a while. I mean, it took a while. He had to use the military budget, which he should have done from the very beginning anyway, instead of waiting for...
Article 4, Section 4 says it's his obligation to protect each state with a Republican form of government and from invasion. Okay, it doesn't say armed invasion, just invasion. He could have. I think he had a judge in Baltimore and one in San Francisco say, "Oh, you got to stop! You got to stop!" He should just said, "Hey, here's the Constitution, fellas, and we're going to go by that." You know, he said he was going to bring the troops home from the Middle East. He had 4 years to do it. He didn't do it. He said he was going to get along with Russia. He had a nice meeting with Putin. He came out and said they went well, this and that. And the next day his handlers had him outside. You know, he was sitting there at a desk like a little kid saying, well, I said Russia wouldn't do this. I should have said they would do this, blah, 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 blah. He was going to overturn Obamacare. And people go, well, John McCain stopped that. Well, John McCain died in September. You know, he could have brought that up for another vote. John Kyle was appointed, okay, after McCain passed away.
Yeah.
And John Kyle would have went along with that. And we would have got rid of Obamacare. He was going to start a vaccine commission after he talked to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And then he talked to Bill Gates and he flip-flopped there. He was going to have a voter integrity commission. And that would have been great because he did get shafted. We know they stole that election back
Absolutely.
In 2020.
You know.
He was going to work on the infrastructure, which didn't take care, which he didn't do. He was going to reinstate Glass-Steagall, which he didn't do. And he was going to defund sanctuary cities, which he didn't do. You know, Steve, 2 days after the 2016 election, he met with Barack Obama on a Thursday, okay? It was a one-on-one meeting. These things generally last for like 10 or 15 minutes. This was an hour and a half, okay? And when Trump came out, his eyes, you could see the fear in his eyes, okay? If people go to dailymail.com and Google the Trump-Obama one-on-one meeting, they can can see it in there, and you can see the pictures of him after that meeting. He's forcing smiles, but in his eyes you can see the fear. And it was a body language reader, and she contributed, and she said he became fearful. Something happened in there. And I think that Obama told him, look, here's what we got on you, or here's what we're going to do to your family. You better go along with this, and we'll tell you who to bring in. And then he brings in all of these people from the swamp, Bill Barr, and he hired more people from Goldman Sachs in his first 2 years than Obama and Bush did in their 16 combined. And he was beating up those hedge fund managers, and justifiably so. But I think he got compromised. You know, Alex Jones said, well, to fight the swamp, you got to bring in swamp creatures. What? I mean, you know, if I went down there, look, I'm just a layman here, but I would have brought in Tucker Carlson or Ron Paul, Alan Keyes, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there that you could have brought in, you know, to straighten things out. We get some honest people, Pat Buchanan, you know, and yeah. Say, hey, who should I bring in, folks? What do you think? You know,
yeah, there's a lot of good people he could have brought in, and I think there was some oversight there that really wasn't constructive to the plan in the long run, absolutely. But, you know, here's the thing. What I'm asking in, to some extent, and I got to get on to another call pretty quick, Frank, but I want to get a comment from you. We're looking at what's going to happen tomorrow, you know, and what I'm saying is that, you know, I don't want to go through another soap opera with all of this. You know, I think Trump would be better off to buckle up and say, I'm not coming in for reasons of national security. You know, I think that national security is in jeopardy with this kind of monkeying around with the legal system that they've let the Democrats. I don't think we owe the court system anything right now, to be honest with you. Not this kind of thing. Not this kind of operation.
I agree with you. You know, Steve, if they keep stealing the elections, which they did in 2022, okay, if they steal the elections, they put the people in power, they decide who they want to prosecute, okay? I mean, we see the DOJ, they let, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter go crazy, burning down places, killing people and stuff. They go along. Those people down in Washington, D.C., and Trump should have pardoned them before he left, and he should have pardoned Julian Assange, too, okay? You know what I mean? But those people are down there. They're being tortured. You know what I'm saying? Those people are being prosecuted. Well, we've got real criminals out in the streets, you know what I'm saying, who were burning down things, shooting cops, doing stuff. And the Justice Department, I think there was like 85 cases brought to them. They just summarily dismissed a whole bunch of them. It was crazy what they did. But I'll get off the phone with the next caller. Come on, boy.
I appreciate it.
Great work.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. Justice Department was a disaster. When Jeff Sessions recused himself, Trump should have said, hey, it's a great idea, Jeff. Listen, I got a pair of scissors and ladies' clubs that are they're dedicating bridges, and you go out there and give speeches, and I'll put a deputy underneath you that'll get the real job done. How about Deputy Dog Bill Barr? I mean, you know, that was, I had a bad feeling in my stomach when I first heard about this guy, because I said, I don't think this guy is right. And sure enough, he was another slacker and another traitor involved with Verizon and small cells, 5G, all this stuff. And then, of course, you know, when the lockdown took place, it was supposed to be 2 weeks. Trump should have said, well, we've given it 2 weeks, and now we're back in action here. You know, and of course, he should have never gone along with Fauci. I can go into that. I will go into that. You know that we talked about Fauci years ago, right here on the network, before Trump even had the delegates to be the candidate for the GOP in late 2015 and early 2016. I said over and over and over, and I know I sound like a broken record every time I'm on the air here, but I said this over and over, Trump needs to get rid of Fauci day one. Who? Fauci, F-A-U-C-I, Anthony Fauci. Most people did not know who he was. 90% of the audience had no idea who Fauci was when I was warning people about him because of my work with HIV/AIDS. But I got to run, Frank. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, all right. Let's see if we can get to Laura. We've got a break coming up, I think, Laura, but we'll try to get you in real quick here. Laura?
Okay. I wanted to stick up for Trump.
Okay.
One thing he was good at was dealing with foreign leaders. Like, take North Korea, for instance. He almost had North Korea ready to unify with South Korea.
Well, you know, some would argue that may not have been the best point of view. I personally think Trump spent way too much time watching basketball with Kim Jong-un and doing the sword dance with the Saudis and a lot of this other foreign affair stuff that was okay. Now, yeah, it might have been good him going around shaking hands with people, but the problem is, in reality, he did not take
Putin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we'd be in this Ukraine thing.
No, we would not have been in this with Putin in there. As a matter of fact, I think that's one of the biggest things.
You would have held NATO back.
Yeah.
No, you're not going after him. That's all it is, they want to get rid of Putin.
You know, even as Charlie pointed out, though, Trump told all of NATO, you're going to fund this yourselves. We're tired of paying for it. I mean, you could see where he was going with this. And it's turned completely around with Biden. So, to his credit, Trump did cut back the funding on NATO. And all the energetic problematic problems that we had with the Soros-backed government in Ukraine, the Kiev, Zelensky government, which is really, really a fascist organization, endangering even the Ukrainians, really, is what it is. So, yes, I mean, Trump was far better in some of those areas of international relations than probably any president we've had recently. And, yes, he was making headway with China. He could negotiate with Putin. Yes, he might have been able to get North Korea to sway a little bit off of what you might call the aggressive posture that they've had all these years. So, I mean, there were some good points that Trump did have. And I'm telling you, I was a Trump supporter. Hang on, though. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, final segment here, right here on RBN for a Monday. And I want to thank everybody, Charlie, Lynn, Frank, and I think we still got Laura holding on, but I'll get back to you in a minute, Laura. Just saying this, that, there are good points that Trump had, a lot of them, a lot of very good things that he did. And he did make initiation in a lot of situations. The problem is these people have come back with a vengeance, and they've done it because they are able to skate around the law. And that's why it's happened. All of these people have been able to get around the law enforcement of this this dilemma. These people aren't facing charges. Obama is not facing charges. And I think this goes way back because he's been behind the whole thing. General McInerney talked about Obama still being very much involved in everything that's going on here right now. And I think he's correct, you know. And then, you know, the election issue was really pretty evident right after Hillary pulled 3.5 million votes out of her hat that morning in 2016. You know, when that election took place, that should have been investigated right away. And when they hassled Trump, he actually issued Executive Order 13848. Look it up. It's a long bill, about 20 pages, but he outlines everything there. Well, that was never enforced. So you see, the problem is you can pass laws and you can talk, but you've got to back it up. I like the old saying, speak softly, but carry a big stick. Trump is just the antithesis of Teddy Roosevelt, my friends. He talks a lot, but he's not backing it up, and they're playing him. And it's worked with him all along, and we're just getting frustrated. But a quick comment, Laura, because we were running out of time here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Well, friends, you know, I am not a Trump hater. I've been for him all along, but I'm very disappointed. And the reason being is, as I've said before, I think he lacks the skill set. You know, I think if anybody were president, the first thing you ought to do is walk into that Oval Office and hit your knees. Say, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got to have the leadership of God if I'm going to make this work. And I think Trump has tried to do things his own way, and that's why he failed. You know, he wasn't willing to listen and pay close attention to what God would have told him to do. And it might have been, in some cases, something he didn't think was important. Other things he thought he should do, God said, don't do that. It's going to be a trap, you know, or it's not going to work out well. I don't think he had the inspiration to do the job. If you read 1 Chronicles chapter 21, you'll read a lot about the vaccine. David, the king of Israel at that time, was toward the end of his life, was convinced and provoked by Satan to number the people. What happened with the vax? It was a numbering process. People like Joab, his chief commander, said, don't do that. No, don't do this. David numbered the people. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, and it brought down a curse on the nation. And there were people dying left and right. There was actually an angel standing there with a sword, swatting and killing people. David took responsibility. He said, I have sinned. I've been really foolish. I mean, he immediately realized what he had done wrong, and God was able to intervene and save the people. He said, go down there by this threshing floor, which is where they were going to build the temple, and offer seven lambs down there, and we'll put a stop to the curse. David did that, but David was willing to take responsibility. He said, look, I was the one that did this to the nations. I'm the guy. Take me, not these harmless sheep. God heard that intercession. The man was honest enough and humble enough to admit that he made a mistake. And as a result, God was able to put an end to the whole curse. Trump needs to be humble. He needs to admit he blew it. Can he do that? I don't think so. That's why I don't think he's going to make any kind of a comeback. But maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I am. I don't know. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to RBN. Mike Rivero up next. I'll be back next Monday right here on Lightspeed Times 2.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.